Thank you for holding. Is this Ebra?
Ezra, E-Z-R-A.
Ezra, my apologies. You put a B in there instead of a Z. My rep doesn't know how to spell. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with Charles about putting your company Grassroots Landscaping on the first page of the Google search results. He asked me to jump on the line mainly to go over pricing and answer any questions you might have about this placement. But before I jump into the pricing, did you have any questions about the placement or how it works?
No, it's been pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, I mean, there's only three guys that show. You know, that's the major benefit to you in this conversation, at least for the Google Places section. Those are the guys next to the map there when you do that search. So we only have one spot available currently. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category, so we won't be working with any other companies in the area that provide any lawn care or landscaping services. So, are you familiar with Gel Landscaping LLC?
Yeah.
Well, that's the other guy that's up there right now. It's pretty much just you and him, Grassbusters. I don't know if you ever heard of Grassbusters.
Nah.
They're out of Baltimore.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, there's other ones like Pride and Dirt Devil and stuff. We haven't started talking to those guys. It's really just Gel and Grassbusters right now. But
Gel is they do everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look up lawn care or landscaping on your own phone right now, you're gonna get recommended Gel over Grassroots. You know, that's literally probably the only reason why. You know, and I'm sure you know that. That's probably why you jumped into like Home Advisor by Angie's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys, they are on the first page of Google underneath the top recommended guys where we're talking about listing you now. They're a little bit further down. They basically get the leads from Google, but they sell them to you for a premium. So you're already buying Google leads. It's just they're obviously selling it to you for more than what they're getting it for, and then they'll sell it to like three or four other people too. It's not just going to go to you. They charge you the lead fee even when you don't get the job, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we could list you independently here with this spot that we have available, it would solve a big problem there, you know. I mean, it would allow the customers to call you directly without you having to pay per lead or deal with your leads going to three or four other people.
That's cool.
So I'm sure you can see a value in that then, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Do you have your own website?
No, I'm in the process of working on it.
Okay, let me see what I could do. Give me one second here. You got texting on this number, Ezra?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to shoot you a text message because I want you to be able to see the pricing page. I'll make you an offer. You've been in business since 2005?
Yeah.
Okay. You've always been in this area?
No. My dad, when he started it, we were over in northeast Baltimore, and then we moved over. Well, he moved with me.
Okay. So it was more northeast Baltimore before, and then now your guys are over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see it. Okay.
Yeah, so the packages and pricing structures, they usually range anywhere from $299 all the way up to $599, depending on what you need. North Baltimore would kind of still be within this service area. You're not very far from Baltimore. It's about a 30-mile radius that we would list you for, so you're talking about covering, like, the upper part of Maryland, basically. But as far as cost, I can put you on the package that's normally $599. It comes with the custom website design, but I could reduce the rate down to just $299. So you'll get the best package for the lowest price. Basically, I'm like including the website, the Facebook ads, the Bing local listing, and then the Yelp and Yellow Pages listings at no additional cost.
And that's per month, right?
Yeah, it's per month, and it's month to month. So you're not binded to any kind of contract, but it's like $10 a day, and there's a tracking system where we could show you specifically what's coming from our services and the clients that it's bringing in, you know? So you'll know, like...
I like that.
Yeah, it's an app that you could download. So if you're missing calls while you're out on a job, you could still go back into the tracking system from your mobile device, and you could actually get their number and see what they were looking up and call them back. It'll also have recordings in there, and there's a section in there where you could request reviews when you're done with jobs. It'll send them a text message to your Google business profile for them to start building up your Google reviews.
I like that.
So, I mean, if I could approve a package like that on a month-to-month basis, I mean, I'm waiving all setup fees on it, too. I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, not everybody uses Google.
Yeah, 90% of searches start and stop on the first page of Google, Ezra. So we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they call somebody. Not only are you going to be there, but we're going to Google verify you. You'll have your reviews up there. You'll have a custom website design up there, make you look nice and presentable, show some examples of some work that you've done in the past. So those are all added tools that will help you land the jobs and kind of drive that traffic to your business.
Cool. I like that.
Yep. And then the beauty of it is, too, is like once you're Google verified like this, you're always Google verified. So even if like a few months down the line you discontinued the service, I don't think you will, but just hypothetically, if you discontinue the service, you still have all those credibility factors. You're still Google verified.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you'll always have your Google business profile, and you'll never have to go back and like recreate that.
Okay. I'm going to send it to you. All
right. I'm going to get Chico later on. He'll come up here early so we can get that shit started.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be important.
All right, so... I'm gonna start this up.
Lock it up.
Yeah. But actually, you want these?
What?
So if you get up in the morning, hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Where I put it?
Just leave it right here. I'm gonna start up in the morning.
I'm gonna take care of you, I'm gonna handle this car, so you're saying 3 a month.
Yeah, and you'll get the Platinum package and all of its content. So that's going to get the grassroots landscaping custom website design, and you guys will have secured first page placement for up to a 30-mile radius and for up to 15 different keywords. So landscaping is just one keyword. You can actually select the full 15, and we have a system called Google Analytics that kind of gives us data on which keywords and services are being searched the most in Northern Maryland. So that way you don't have to guess on like what you need to be listed for keyword-wise in order to get your phone ringing consistently with opportunities.
My dilemma. You know what my dilemma is?
What?
I'm a firefighter, and...
Oh, you work those 12-hour shifts?
2 10-hour days, 2 14-hour days.
Okay. Whew. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely... I mean, do you have guys that you could either send out on jobs or, like, maybe subcontract the work to?
That's the thing, man. Americans don't want to work.
Yeah, there's definitely the working class, or the blue-collar class, I should say, is shrinking, yeah. We got a lot of capitalists in this country. We want to buy something for cheap and sell it for more.
That's everything. It's like, I don't know where I'm standing. I may be leaving the business. That's the thing, man. I don't know. It's been a difficult year with people not, and I haven't had any issue with getting work. Just having guys execute, man.
That's the hard part. Good help.
Yeah, I could promote fire department and just route out. I only got it because I'm only going to do 2 more years fire department, and I'm retiring. So.
Oh wow. You don't sound old enough to retire.
No, I got in pretty young. And that was the goal originally, to keep doing the landscaping. But it's just like, it don't look like it's going to get any better as far as workers.
Well, when you have a reputation as one of the better companies, then, you know, that people will start to gravitate towards that. Like you say, Gel, when you see them out, they're getting everything, they're doing everything. It's kind of how you worded it.
They do good work, man. They do good work, and they seem top notch to me the way they have that thing going.
Right, but if we level the playing field though, and you're getting the job opportunities, then you can afford to have the quality workers. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The work and the quality workers tend to go hand in hand. Usually when people go to Google and they look up somebody do lawn care landscaping, me personally, I would do it myself unless I was confident like, hey, these guys are going to be able to do a way better job than what I could do, or I can't, you know what I mean? Can't do it. But, you know, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be going to Google and I'm going to pick one of the top recommended guys. If I'm going to pay somebody, I want to pay the best. And so what Google's doing is vouching that credibility. Now, on the other side, if you're somebody who's going to go work for a company, you don't want to work for a company that nobody knows about and has no reputation. That doesn't seem very secure for me. If you've got multiple kids, I'm not going to say, hey, I want to go work for this company that nobody knows about. You know what I mean? I'd rather take my chances, go drop an application at Gel or Two Brothers or Carol, right? So the only thing I'm getting at by saying that is just that you shouldn't like give up on it before you've actually gone all in on it. You get what I'm saying? You never really had a verified Google listing for people to find you, see your reviews on a consistent basis, get that traffic on a consistent basis, and then have that reputation when going after a good quality employee. You know, you have a lot more to offer somebody when you have a consistent book of business.
Well, this is what I'll do then. I'll try it out, and I'm going to cancel everything I have with Thumbtack.
Thumbtack? Thumbtack's actually something we give our clients for free. Are you doing the paid marketing through Thumbtack?
Yeah, pro.
Yeah, if you could do anything with that, Ezra. I mean, between Thumbtack and Home Advisor, I already feel like you'd be overpaying for leads, even if you're only getting like 10 leads a month from each of those platforms. Or like a lead a day from each of those platforms, I'm sure you'd wind up spending a lot more than $2.99. I'll probably actually have you saving. What was that?
I'm sitting there thinking about it. I'm probably paying more off of Thumbtack than I would with your monthly subscription.
Yeah, and you're going to get more opportunities. I'm telling you, there's far more people doing a general Google search for what you do than Thumbtack or Home Advisor would be able to provide.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And obviously we can prove that to you on a month-to-month basis. I mean, it's not going to take you longer than a month or two to see that difference.
Question for you.
Yeah.
So do I cancel Thumbtack completely or what? Or just go in there? Or what you think?
Well, I'm not, we're a Google partner, so all of our calls are recorded. I'm not supposed to tell you to cancel another service to join ours, but I think if you compare the two side by side, it would be a no-brainer.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't know how else to word it, you know, but I'm not supposed to tell you, like, leave that and do this, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Well, so I'll go with it. I'm going to cancel that program out. I mean, that Thumbtack out.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you, I have full confidence. I know you say gel's really good, but they're only up to, like, 7 reviews on Google, and they've been doing it for 2 years. So they do good work, but they're not very good about getting their reviews from their customers. I mean, we could have you at a better – have you looking better from the outside perspective, you know, in the matter of a month to a month and a half here. So I think it'd be a great fit, and I think it'd be a good idea before you consider giving up on it. You've already put so much time into it. I think this is something that could provide another source of income in your retirement, too. We get it up and running properly. Yeah. Then you could really do what you want to do and have some employees. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, Ezra. Like I said, you only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. But Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. There's a 5-digit number on the back of this postcard when it comes in that I'm going to need from you. But what's the street address that I could send it to?
10818 Summit, Summit Avenue.
Okay, I found it. 21163 in Woodstock?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. I got you. And then for this website, it's a custom website design. Like, do you have a logo or photos that, from work that you've done in the past?
I do. I got to be better with that. Yeah, I do. I do have some pictures.
You have a logo?
You have a logo?
It's not trademarked, though, but I do have.
Well, send it in. I mean, we can help you with that, too. And we can make sure that it's, you know, not breaking any copyright laws.
Okay.
Yep. I just sent you the email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. So you can send it to there when you have time. And then I also sent you my direct number and extension. If you're having any trouble with it, just call in and I can walk you through it.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. And then what's your last name, Ezra?
Burks. B-U-R-K-S.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
My dad did was the first one, yeah.
So he was the original and you're the current?
Yeah.
Okay. And is Grassroots Landscaping an LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me make sure to add that. Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
grassrootslnds@gmail.com.
GrassrootsLands@gmail.com?
Yeah, L-N-D-S.
Oh, no A? Just L-N-D-S?
No A. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Okay. All right, and then what are your hours of operation for the business? I know you got that fireman schedule, so it's got to kind of work around that, right?
Not really. That's the thing.
You can still take calls?
Yeah.
Okay.
From 8 to 6.
8 to 6. Okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends, too?
We work the weekends, too.
Okay. You want to go Saturday and Sunday, like, by appointment only? So that way they could call you, but it's not really, like, you're expected to work that day?
By appointment only. I like that.
And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's submit. Update. All right. I don't think, hold on, let me see real quick. Do you have license and insurance?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, so I have your business profile created. We're going to need to do a client interview. This is where they're going to interview you on all the services you provide, the service area that you cover. That way we can make sure all the calls that come through are qualified. And then we're going to get your website set up. So they're going to ask you how you want your website to look and things like that, so that way we can get your custom website design up and running. So usually a client interview takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but they ask for an hour window to complete it. Are you available like in 25 minutes? I could have somebody circle back with you and knock it out.
Could you do like 7 o'clock? I just got in and I haven't seen my son.
Oh yeah. So the last appointment slot that we have is between 6 and 7, but I could always schedule it for tomorrow too. We could do any time between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard tomorrow.
10 o'clock would be good.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then I'll text you at 9 a.m. Just as a reminder. It'll be like an automated message. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, just let me know. I got two little ones myself, so I know you got to do drop off and pick up. I know how that goes.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. Do you have a boy or a girl?
Oh, boy.
Baby boy. Just one?
Yeah, that I know of.
You know of?
Yeah.
You planning another one anytime soon?
Nah, man.
It was an accident, but you lucked out. You got your boy, and you're done.
That's it.
Right on.
Yeah.
I did the same thing, and then we decided to have the second one because it was like me and my brother were always so close growing up, and my mom passed in 2010. And so we kind of keep she had cancer, but we kind of keep the family together that way. Just me and my brother and my dad, we kind of hold it all. So I always thought, like, man, it'd be real lonely if something happened to me or my wife and he was by himself. So we just went ahead and made another one. And then the second one is, like, complete opposite. His name's Kyrie. He's, like, he's a little demon child. He's like the Tasmanian devil. He's all over the place.
Alright.
Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse though, but it'll be alright. It'll be nice.
That's
later
cool.
On. Yeah. It's good for them to have siblings or keep them around their cousins and stuff. Kind of keeps them active.
I agree.
Yeah. Alright.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it's cool.
Tomorrow,
it's expensive. Yep, tomorrow, 10 o'clock. I sent you the calendar invitation. And then, like I said, you'll get that text message 1 hour before. And then I'm also going to send you this form for Google verification. So it's just going to ask you to send in like license, insurance, a series of photos. And then that'll go directly to Google. They'll put a little badge on your Google business profile that lets the customers know that you're Google verified. And that way they could just feel comfortable hiring you right off the first page. You don't have to go into any other credibility stuff.
Okay.
All right. And then I just got to secure your first month's payment, and then we're good to go until the client interview tomorrow. How did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Under both.
Both? Okay. I was going to send it over with to your email. I'll send the invoice receipt over so that way you could still write it off, too. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready for you, Ezra.
Okay. It is 4491.
4491.
527.
I missed that.
No, I'm sorry. 2527.
2527. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 4368.
4368.
3125.
3125. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
1226.
12 of 26, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
712.
712. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Glass Roots Landscaping, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ezra Burke, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
It says 24 to 48 hours, but try to practice immediate response time. Like I said, there is a tracking system, so if you miss calls, you could still go in there and call them back, but we noticed that you have the highest conversion rate when you answer a live call.
Okay.
Yeah, the conversion rate's almost like 90% because they basically already looked up what you do, saw your reviews, saw your top recommended, and then picked you off that first page and called you. So it's like yours to lose at that point.
Makes sense.
All right. And then it says, in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So we know what you currently have. I'm not telling you you have to cancel Thumbtack or Home Advisor, right? We kind of talked about that briefly. But it's more so like after today, if you're going to add anything, we want you to double check that it's not something we're already doing for you. That way you're not, like, paying for something you already have or duplicating anything.
Okay.
Okay. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You are not bound to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 30th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I've upgraded you to what's called a Platinum Package Bundle, which means you get the custom website design included at no additional cost, as well as some Facebook advertising. It says when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 30th day. If there are not 30 days in that month, it'll roll over to the first of the month. And then it'll be reoccurring on the first day of each month moving forward at the discounted price of $299. So you actually keep that rate for as long as you're with us. That'll never go up or change. It says in the fine print that you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due or before the 30th day of the month. So that way we could stop your billing cycle and that's it. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. You should be receiving some confirmation text messages. Are those coming through?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's an outline of the agreement in writing in that first one that says, Ezra, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll tell you, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. At the bottom of that, you do have to sign off. Okay. So it'll have everything outlined in black and white, like all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. And then I'm going to send another form, and this one is for your Google verification.
Okay.
All right. And that, let me know when that one comes through. This one will say, I don't think it says, I think it says, Local Splash, and then, oh, yeah, it says Local Splash Ezra to get your Google business. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, and there's a link in that one, and that's your form for Google verification. So fill that out as much as you can. If you're missing anything, I'll just get on a three-way call with Google, and we'll verify you over the phone anyway, but still send in as much of that as you can, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I have some guys who are like, I'm not sending in my license plate. Because one of the questions asks you to send like a picture of your license plate and vehicle, and you know, sometimes that's an issue if it's like a personal car, and we get that. So I just tell them, like, hey, don't worry about it. We'll just get on the phone and verify it. But do send in what you do have, you know?
Okay.
All right. And then that concludes the initial setup process. So obviously I want to officially welcome you aboard. I know the call was long. It might seem like there was a lot of detail in there and things. I don't want you to feel like you're missing anything. So just to kind of shorten it up, just to give you a step-by-step. So client interview tomorrow. It's between 10 and 11. I'll text you at 9 o'clock just as a reminder. Prior to that client interview, if you could sign those subscription terms, that'd be awesome. Otherwise, they're going to start the conversation with that tomorrow. And then I know it might take like 2-3 days to fill out that Google verification form. Totally fine, but try to get that back to us as quickly as possible. It's Monday, so by the end of the week, I'll be following up with you in regards to your Google PIN verification. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail, but I need that little 5-digit number on the back of it. Once we get through that setup process, we'll get it active and up and running, and then it's just a matter of being responsive to the calls as they come in and try to generate positive reviews.
Okay.
If it's ever overwhelming, like I said, you have my direct number. Do not hesitate to call in. Try to send in photos and logo, too, to that email when you can. Like I said, we'll kind of streamline it step by step. The most important thing is just focusing on being available for the client interview, and then obviously we can either give you instruction or we'll just follow up with you one step at a time if that's easiest for you. But 24/7 customer service, and I'm here, so don't ever feel lost. No questions or dumb questions. You know, we want to make sure it works for you. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. So the overall success of your business is actually really important to us.
Okay. I like that.
Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard, Ezra. I'll let you get back to your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow at 10 a.m. to walk you through your client interview, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. If you need something, don't hesitate to call. I mean it.
Okay, I will. I definitely will.
All right, Ezra. All right, you have a good one. I'll talk to you soon. You're welcome.